Health advocates staged a demonstration in front of Utah House Speaker Rebecca Lockhart's office Wednesday. They called it the Lockhart Limbo Contest. KUER's Andrea Smartin was there and has this report.
Wearing fake grass skirts and plastic leis, health advocates took turns going under a limbo pole. The idea was to highlight the plight of Utahns who fall into the Medicaid coverage gap. And the pole was steadily lowered to represent each month this year that they've not been able to pay for health care. The mood was light, but Christine Stenquist quickly became emotional when she began talking about why she's taking part in this demonstration.
You're always one hospital visit away of being in bankruptcy, and I'm seeing it firsthand.
Stenquist has taken a 23-year-old woman into her home whose serious digestive problems have landed her in the emergency room. Stenquist says she can't afford health insurance on the money she makes as a waitress.
How on earth are you supposed to make a start when you've got health issues? You're working at a job that makes $2.13 an hour, and you're constantly sick, and there's nothing for you.
Stenquist says she wants to see lawmakers find a way to expand Medicaid to cover 57,000 Utahns under the poverty line.
And I see and hear up at the Capitol what's gone on this past session that Representative Lockhart wouldn't expand. And I'm watching this poor girl suffer at my home. And that's why I'm here.
House Speaker Becky Lockhart has said she's opposed to an expansion of Medicaid, but that the legislature is continuing to work on the issue with a task force meeting monthly. Lockhart says lawmakers may come to a decision this fall or possibly next year.
What we're doing is what we do best, which is to make a good decision and take the time and effort to make the right decision.
We can't wait till next year.
That's Christine Stenquist again.
Asking somebody to wait to get health care is just not right.
Stenquist says she wants to see Lockhart support Governor Gary Herbert's plan to use Medicaid funds to help low-income Utahns buy insurance on the private market. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.